Yeah, those are hieroglyphic symbols, I guess. Special characters you gotta know what to do with. Yeah, what's great about the radio, that 2720, is that it does have, you know, some alphanumeric capability, because when you go into the menu settings, it's, you know, it's pretty crude, but it would work, so. Yeah, I've got it already printed off. I just have to, I used Chirp to program this radio, amongst others, so all I have to do is just print that list off. I think I need to probably check on the one column just to enter in, you know, what the text descriptions might be, so either that or I'll have to just put in some of my favorites. So I've got some in here that I don't really use very often, and I've got some in here that are, well, I guess there are for repeaters that are no longer in use. Like I had some friends who used to do the IRS repeater, and I don't believe that stuff anymore, so I can probably delete that. A little bit of upgrading and organizing. More organizing, that's another thing I'll have to do in my basement.